Sydneysiders woke up this morning to grey skies and predictions of rain again. But is this any reason to skip out on sunblock? Seems not, as we hear warnings that it's not the heat of the sun that does the damage, but the UV radiation and its lifetime accumulation that puts us at risk. With us this morning is Associate Professor Dr. Stephen Schumach from the Australian College of Dermatologists, who will unpack some of the questions around sunblock and skin cancer prevention. Now, welcome, Dr. Schumach. How are you? Dr. Schumach, are you still there? I'm struggling.
Oh, yes, I can hear you now.
Had a bit of a technical glitch there, but we're all okay. Now, let me bring it back to the fundamental question, Dr. Schumach. The grey sky said to me this morning, you know, don't bother with sunblock today. You'll be all okay, but you can still wear a Hawaiian shirt, which I am doing. Now, was that a mistake?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We know that sun exposure is really the one of two absolutely definitive cancer-causing things that we have in our society. One is smoking and one is sun exposure, particularly excessive sun exposure. So really when the UV index, which has become discussed in a fairly commonplace way these days, is three or above, you really should be seeking out shade. You should be wearing clothing which covers exposed areas of your skin, and you should be using sunscreen. So today in March, before the equinox, we're going to have a UV index probably in the very high range.
Okay. Now, you spoke about skin cancer and how it can be caused by extreme sunlight. Australia's got a very storied history in that regard. Why is it that Australia has such high rates of melanoma?
Well, Australia and actually New Zealand tend to fight on a regular basis for the honour of having the highest rate of skin cancer or melanoma. And this is because we have a fairly pale population. We have a lot of immigrants from Ireland and Scotland, a so-called Celtic phenotype, living and working in a place like Australia or New Zealand where there's lots of sun exposure. And we have a so-called healthy, in inverted commas, outdoor lifestyle. So we do get exposed over the years, particularly as a kid or a teenager, to sun exposure. And this is when we do the damage, and we pay for it a number of decades later with the very high rates of skin cancer and melanoma that we get in this country.
And without being, I suppose, too brand specific, are there any sort of sunblocks or kind of sunscreen cares that we should be opting towards? Are there, you know, certain things we need to avoid when purchasing types of sunblock or sunscreen?
Look, the important thing with a sunscreening product is a thing called SPF. And what SPF stands for is sun protection factor. So basically, in experimental conditions, you look at how much longer with the sunscreen on, it takes you to burn. Now, that's a very simplistic way of looking at that. But really, in Australia, what we need is SPF factors 30 or greater. To be honest, there's not a great deal of difference if you put the sunscreen on liberally between a 30 and a 50. So as long as it's over 30, that's fine. You need to put it on a regular basis, so you reapply it every 2 hours if you continue to be outside. And the other important thing to look for is the words broad spectrum. And that basically means there's some coverage into what we call the UVA range of ultraviolet light. So it's broad spectrum, SPF over 30, put lots of it on. And in Australia, what we really want is it has been tested to the Australian standard. So if you buy it in Australia, you know it has been tested to the Australian standard. And it's a pretty good sunscreen if you put it on properly.
Okay. Now, I've got a fairly pale complexion, so I grew up knowing the old adage, slip, slop, slap. But that's now dead. It's now slip, slop, slap, seek shade and slide on some sunglasses. Will that put us at risk of losing any vitamin D? Because, you know, I'm certainly a bit light on of it. It definitely feels that way.
Look, there's not there's no evidence really that if the UV index is above three, so it's in the intermediate or higher range, that if you use sunscreen when that UV index is above three, that it really has any effect on your vitamin D levels. What the recommendation is, if the UV index is low, which means one or two, and you don't have a particular risk factor, in other words, you haven't had a skin cancer before, you don't have pale skin, which is easily burnt, then if you're outside just undertaking your normal day-to-day stuff, you probably don't need to wear a sunscreen. But this is rare. So in Sydney, for instance, this only occurs in June and July. In the southern capitals like Melbourne and Hobart, it's really only 4 months of the year, May, June, July and August. So for the vast majority of the year, that means 10 months of Sydney weather, you really do need, and the recommendation is, for virtually everybody to wear a sunscreen if they're out and about on a regular basis.
And we were surveying the producers here at The Daily. It seemed the main reason most of people didn't want to wear hats is because of the risk of hat hair. Is wearing hats something that's, you know, extremely critical to kind of preserving skin from risk of UV damage, or are there other ways we can get around that and keep our kind of perfectly styled hair intact?
Well, basically sun protection is a combination of things. I mean, everybody, many people think that it's primarily wearing a sunscreen, but sunscreen really is only a partial block. It helps, and the recommendation is to use that with the other slip, slop, slap, seek and slide. So basically, slip on clothing. The best sunscreen you can have is basically clothing that covers the area. So long sleeves, if you're out for a really long period of time, even gloves, collars that are turned up, clothing that covers the shoulders and the upper arms. Slop on the sunscreen over the areas which are not covered by clothing. A broad brim hat is very effective at protecting areas like the forehead, the temples, the nose, also the ears and the back of the neck. And these are areas where people are perhaps a little bit lax as regarding putting on sunscreen on those areas. Seek shade. So, you know, when you're outside, try and stand in a shady spot, remembering that there's still a fair bit of reflection off things like sand and concrete, even if you are standing in shade, and the SPF equivalent might only be, you know, 5 or 6. If you're in a shady spot surrounded by sand or sunscreen. And the other important area is sunglasses, because we know that excessive sun exposure can lead to the premature development of things like cataracts. So you want to try and delay those things as long as possible.